Hello, everyone, and welcome to the show. I'm Mike.
大家好，我是 Anna.
Today, Anna, well, we're about halfway through the summer, aren't we?
对啊，现在都已经八月多，都快开学了。
I'm sad.
Why do you have to? You're not a student.
No, but I'm sad for the students.
Right.
Yeah.
就别再提了吧。
It's kind of sad, but in some ways it's good because it means the weather will get cooler,、
mm-hmm.
right, as we move into September. But I guess if you're a school student, you're thinking, oh no, the summer is coming to an end. But don't worry, there are still quite a few more weeks, so you can still enjoy your summer. And now, maybe as the summer is coming to an end, it's a good time to think about doing some fun things, right?
对啊，虽然说这个快要开学了，但是其实啊，或许你不知道在全球啊的八月这个时候，还有很多 festivals, 还有很多节庆哦。
Yeah, let's check out some summer festivals that maybe you'll want to go and learn about in the, as the rest of the summer comes along.
Summer festivals around the world.
We're halfway through summer, but that doesn't mean you should stop having fun. Many great festivals happen around the world this time of year. Whether you want to let loose or enjoy music, there is always a festival for you.Our parents always tell us not to waste food. However, for this festival, it might not matter. The La Tomatina is the largest tomato fight in the world. It happens on August 28th this year in Buñol, Spain. The fight only lasts for 1 hour, but those memories will last a lifetime.
Through, through. Kevin showed up halfway through the important meeting. Kevin showed up halfway through the important meeting. Waste, 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 wasted, wasted. Jason didn't waste food.And ate everything on the plate. Jason didn't waste food and ate everything on the plate. Matter. Matter. Greg often studies because grades matter a lot to him. Greg often studies because grades matter a lot to him.Last, last. The Halloween decorations on the wall lasted about a month. The Halloween decorations on the wall lasted about a month.
Okay, so the article begins, we're halfway through the summer, but that doesn't mean you should stop having fun.That's right. Halfway, of course, is like 50%. The summer is half over, or you can say we're halfway through the summer. To go through something is to kind of like travel along a road, to go from one place to the start to the end. And as you're going through, you're going along something like that. We often use this word when talking about going through a building. Maybe you're going to walk from one side of the building to the other, and you want to go through the building. You don't go around it. You don't go outside it. You go inside from one door to the other. So you're going through the building.
所以其实在这里的 through 呢，这个介系词啊，它本来其实就有贯穿的意思。那么贯穿什么样的地方，或者是贯穿整个时间呢？其实它的受词可以是地点，也可以是时间。那么如果它的受词是时间的话，就有表示在什么期间，或者是从什么时候开始到什么时候为止。像现在看到的 through summer， 贯穿整个夏天，可是其实只走到一半而已哦，但是我们已经走了一半了，我们看到的是 we're halfway through summer。
Mm-hmm. The example sentence for through, Kevin showed up halfway through the important meeting, so he missed some of the meeting. All right.
Mm-hmm. 不过回到原本的句子当中，我们可能要特别注意的就是最后面的 stop doing something, 指的是把这件事情停止掉，不做这件事， stop doing something. 所以虽然暑假过了一半了，但是并不表示你必须要停止玩乐哦。
Many great festivals happen around the world this time of year. Whether you want to let loose or enjoy music, there is always a festival for you. That's right, the summertime and the end of the summer is a great time for festivals. There are many of them all over the place. As it says, whether you want to let loose or enjoy music,There's always a festival for you. Well, to enjoy music, of course, is just to listen to music, to dance, to have fun while music is playing. What about this other expression, Anna? To let loose. What does that mean?
在这边的话呢，其实我们大概就很难去想得出来是什么意思，因为 let 字面上就是让的意思。那 loose 呢，指的是松松的，不是那么紧， not tight.So what does that mean? To relax?
Yeah, kind of like even more, maybe to kind of go a little bit crazy, to have a wild time. So if you're at a party and you let loose, you might be dancing with your shoes off, you might be talking loud, you might be laughing a lot with your friends. You're really not worried about people going, hey, shh, you're making too much noise. No, if you're letting loose, you're really going to go crazy and just have a lot of fun.
Hey, 所以其实在这里的 let loose 真的就是放松不受拘束的意思。不过接下来文章还是告诉我们啊， Our parents always tell us not to waste food.
That's right, they do. To waste something is to, well, use more of it than you really need or to throw some of it away when you don't need it. So, for example, if you take a lot of food on your plate for dinner and you only eat some of it, and then that other food that you didn't eat goes in the garbage, you are wasting food, okay? So, of course, many parents tell us don't waste food because you're wasting money too.
所以其实在这里的 waste, 它就是浪费的意思。在英文当中，浪费 waste 这个字，除了要特别注意它的发音 a, waste,那么另外要注意的就是它的过去式跟过去分词，因为受到拼字的结尾是以一结尾的关系，就直接加 d 就好啦，所以它的三态是 waste, wasted, wasted.
Our example sentence, Jason didn't waste food and ate everything on the plate. Good for you, Jason. Okay.
但是我们在这边的浪费食物不一定只有浪费食物，有时候我们可以说浪费钱，像 Michael 刚刚提到的 waste money, 甚至是浪费时间 waste time, 所以这个字其实在日常生活当中还蛮常用的。可是为什么会突然提到父母亲叫我们不要浪费食物呢？因为我们要提到的是下面这个重点有一个 festival 是我们可以值得注意的哦。
However, for this festival, it might not matter. Okay, so the first festival we're looking at, wasting food, might not matter. If something matters, it's important. It's something you have to pay attention to. So, for example, your doctor might say, eating good food matters. It's important. If you eat junk food and candy all the time, you will be unhealthy.So it really matters, it's important what you eat. That's why we should eat fruits and vegetables. If something matters, it's important. You must pay attention to it.
对啊，所以在英文当中的 matter 并不是你单纯从字典上查到一件事情的意思。如果它当动词的话呢，它就变成是要紧哦，很重要的意思。例如刚才 Michael 提到的吃对食物，吃好的食物这件事情很重要耶，不是像我们觉得说啊没差啦，肚子填饱就好了，有差哦。 It does matter, it matters, 这件事情很重要。比如说要吃对食物，要吃健康的食物， Eating good food does matter, 真的很重要。
Mm-hmm. Our example sentence, Greg often studies because grades matter a lot to him. They're important to him, so of course, he studies a lot. Good for you, Greg.
Right, 所以其实啊 something matters, 我们常会看到某一件事情很重要哦，某一件事情是有差的哦，不是像我们一样觉得说啊没差了，有差，重要的，特别针对某人有差的话呢，可以搭配上 to, 加上某人，像我们看到说诶分数对他来说还蛮重要的，他觉得这件事情很要紧， so grades matter a lot to Greg.
So let's check out this festival where wasting food does not matter. It's very interesting. La Tomatina is the name, and it's the largest tomato fight in the world. Wow, that sounds pretty exciting. A tomato fight. It happens on August 28th this year in Buñol, Spain.Okay, so a tomato fight, that doesn't mean people are going to be fighting a big, scary tomato. It's not like Tomatozilla or King Tomato Kong or something like that. No, it's a fight with people throwing tomatoes at each other, and it happens in Spain in the town of Buñol. That's a place in the country of Spain.
所以很特别哦，这个 festival 这个节庆到底是什么啊？其实是一个西班牙的节庆。那么这个西班牙的节庆呢，我们看到它的名称 La Tomatina。
La Tomatina。
哦、oh, ，La Tomatina。
Yes.
Okay, La Tomatina， 它是全世界最大的 tomato fight。那我们都知道番茄就是 tomato 啊，那 fight。不一定只有打架或者是争吵的意思哦，在这里的话它指的是大家打来打去好玩，并不是真的所谓的打架。那它在什么时候呢？当然它是西班牙的节庆嘛，可是它是在8月28号这一天。如果我们要特别讲某一个节庆是在什么时候，动词可以用看到的 happen，或者我们可以改成另外一个字叫做 fall, F-A-L-L, 所以我也可以说 it falls on August 28th, 它就坐落在，它就在每年的8月28号这个时候。
The fight only lasts for an hour, but those memories will last a lifetime. Oh wow, so La Tomatina, the tomato fight only lasts...For an hour, we use this word last as a verb to talk about how long something goes on. So, for example, most Hollywood movies last for 2 hours. Most baseball games last for 9 innings or around 3 hours. That's how long it goes on. Last year, I remember Chinese New Year lasted for about 9 days.
It was the holidays.
Really, yeah, it was really long. So it means how long this thing goes on. So it's only 1 hour, but these memories will last a lifetime. You will remember it for all of your life.
Right, 所以最后这个 last 这个字呢，大概也是我们常混淆的几个字之一了。因为对我们来说 last 好像是最后 the last, 但是在英文当中它还有动词表示某件事情持续多久。的意思，所以你可以想见这个字后面多半都加时间，例如这个 tomato fight 呢 only lasts for an hour, 只会持续大概一个小时就结束了，但是这些 memories 却是一辈子的哦。
The Halloween decorations on the wall lasted about a month. There's our example sentence. All right, so La Tomatina, that's the first festival we're going to look at. Please come back and join us after the break.Okay, I've seen this festival on TV. It looks like a lot of fun, but it also looks very, very dirty and messy. Everyone ends up colored red like tomatoes after the fight.
But、
mm-hmm.
it's really a waste of food, you know.
It is. That's、uh-huh. true. So maybe when you go, you should bring a hamburger or a hot dog, and then you could put the tomatoes, you know, on your hamburger, maybe a big box of French fries, and then, you know, you wouldn't waste so many tomatoes.
是啦也是啦不过你想想看那一些 those hungry children in Africa.
Oh, but maybe they don't like tomatoes. A lot、oh. of children don't like tomatoes.
Right.
Something to think about. Okay, guys, we'll be back tomorrow with some more interesting summer festivals.
A-Fun 小聚会
Buy one and get one free.
Buy one and get one free.
Hello, everyone. I'm Evita. 欢迎来到 A Plus 大拍卖，买到赚到，买一送一，限时抢购啦！是的，相信同学们对于刚刚的情景一定不陌生。购物的时候，只要店家打着买一送一的特惠价，一定是给他买下去的。而今天的小聚会，也就是 Buy one and get one free。买一送一这个句子呢跟它本身一样好懂 buy B-U-Y 就是动词购买的意思 get G-E-T 也就是动词表示得到那 buy one and get one free 我们听到了两次 one 它是名词但是不是表示数字的一哦在这边是一个那后面的 free 就是用来修饰 get one free 的 one 是免费的在这边跟大家补充一个商业小知识 Buy one and get one free 在商业用语中我们只会取句子中的每一个字的第一个字 Buy 的 B One 的 O Get 的 G 和第二个 one 的 O 最后 free 的 F 所以 B-O-G-O-F BOGOF 就是 Buy one and get one free 的代号也有人只用 B-O-G-O BOGO 代表在这边找个句子这条面包买一送一英文就是 The bread is a BOGOF 那最后同学们千万不可以忘记 BOGOF 就是 buy one and get one free 好啦时间又到了我们下次见啦拜拜
Buy one and get one free
Buy one and get one free
To get this dress, it comes in 6 different colors.
Lala, 你叫我 come in 进来吗？
很多片语字面上看起来超简单的，可是啊，却有令你想不到的意思哦。像是刚刚我说的 ，it comes in 6 different colors。其中啊，这里提到的 come in， 非比我们经常听到的 come in on。那我们比较熟悉的 come in 是什么呢？就是当敲门的时候，我们不是会说请进，进来。可是你知道吗？刚刚我提到的 it comes in 6 different colors， 这其中的 come in 就是表示有什么颜色啦、大小或是材质的意思哦。因此呢，我刚刚啊是要说我要买的那件洋装，它有出6种不同颜色的款式哦。那 come in 除了可以接颜色，还可以接 shape 形状啦 ，size 尺寸 ，material 材质 ，style 款式 ，pattern 图案等等。比方像是 this jacket comes in plaid stripes and polka dots， 这件外套有出格子的啦、条纹和点点的款式哦。Plaid 就是格子，而 stripe 就是条纹，以及 polka dot 就是圆点。当然哦 ，come in 还有其他的意思，像是比赛得名 ，come in first, second, third。还有呢 ，come in 有着开始流行起来的意思哦，像是 mini skirts came in during the 60s， 意思就是啊，这个迷你裙可是在60年代开始流行起来哦。另外一个很简单的片语，这个 come out 虽然也有字面上的意思，就是指什么东西跑出来的意思。For example, the dog came out of the house. 但是呢，它竟然还可以指这个消息被得知，所以有点类似走漏消息的意味啦。If information comes out, people learn about it, especially after it has been kept secret. 我们来造个例句哦。The truth will come out one day. 意思就是事实终究会被大家知道了。还有呢 ,come out 也有指这个发行啦发表的意思哦。If a book record comes out, it becomes publicly available. For example, when will Jolene's next album come out? 意思就是 Jolene 何时会发下张专辑呢
?What did we learn from teacher Laura?
所以 come in 除了可以表示请进，还有表示某个东西它是有出什么颜色啦、大小、材质等等哦。而 come out 当然也有不同的意思，它是有出来，或者是消息被得知，还有这个电影或是专辑发行的意思哦。
Summer festivals around the world.
We're halfway through summer.But that doesn't mean you should stop having fun. Many great festivals happen around the world this time of year. Whether you want to let loose or enjoy music, there is always a festival for you. Our parents always tell us not to waste food. However, for this festival, it might not matter. The La Tomatina is the largest tomato fight in the world. It happens on August 28th this year in Buñol, Spain. The fight only lasts for 1 hour, but those memories will last a lifetime.
Through. Kevin showed up halfway through.The important meeting. Kevin showed up halfway through the important meeting. Wasted. Jason didn't waste food and ate everything on the plate. Jason didn't waste food and ate everything on the plate.Matter. Greg often studies because grades matter a lot to him. Greg often studies because grades matter a lot to him. Last. The Halloween decorations on the wall.Lasted about a month. The Halloween decorations on the wall lasted about a month.